Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the love that you have for us. And we pray that that love is able to open up our hearts and our ears to receive what it is that you have for us. And we pray today that we hear your word. We hear your word, whether it be encouraging or challenging. We hear your word and ask that it might change our lives, that we may draw closer to you through it. May your light shine today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 26. There is no Luke 26. Luke chapter 8, verse 26 to 39.
I grabbed the wrong Bible.
Okay. Then they arrived, Then they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes. Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out of the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in the house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it to the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with them. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to start out with a story that I've heard before. It was told to me as a joke, but I never quite found it very funny, so I'm not going to label it as a joke. But if you find it funny, then take this joke and tell it to other people. But there were three men sitting in a bar one day, and they were older gentlemen, and they were complaining about their pains in life. The one gentleman, he was constantly doing this. And he complained, "This old shoulder of mine has been bothering me for decades now. And I can't ever get it right. It always hurts no matter how I sleep. It's always bothering me." And another man, he's always complaining about his neck. "Says, oh, this neck of mine hurts. It cracks every way I move it." He says, "I can't stand my neck. It's hurting me all the time." And then this other man says, my knee's the best weatherman that I know. Every time before it rains, it aches." He says, "I can barely get around in it." He says, it's just been bothering me. I have to take a cart everywhere I go. I can't walk. I need this cane." On and on and on they complained. This was a daily ritual for them. They'd gather together in the bar and they talk about their aches and pains. Then one day, this man came into the bar, and he looked at the three men, and he walked over to them, and he touched the man on the shoulder, and he said, "Bill, how you doing today?" And he said, "Bill, I hope that today and all the days after this are fantastic for you." And Bill looked up at this man into his kindly eyes, and he just smiled. And all of a sudden, when the man took his hand off his shoulder, all the pain was gone. He said, This is fantastic. He says, "I've never felt this good." He said, "Oh, thank you so much." And he goes over to the other man, and he holds him around the neck, and he says, Frank, I hope that all the days after this are fantastic and blessed for you. And that today and all the days after is a good day." And Frank looks at this man in his kindly eyes and says, "I hope so too, thank you." And then as they lifted his hand away from his neck, all the pain was gone. And Frank says, "Oh my goodness, the pain in my neck, so I've never felt this good, this is fantastic." And he went over to the other guy and he said, "John," and John never moved so fast in his life, and he stood up and he backed away from the guy and he says, "Don't touch me, then I've nothing to complain about." He says, "I don't know what I'll do then." Sometimes we just want to complain about things. We just want to have that thing in our lives that makes it worth complaining. Now, change can be hard because it means a new normal. Getting used to that new normal can be frightening, can be scary. Now, for that final guy, that normal was having something to complain about. Even those, what's that old saying? The devil you know is worse than the devil you don't. Sometimes we get used to our aches and pains. We get used to the roughness, the badness that's around us, and we hold on to it because it's what we know. I find it interesting in this story of the man who's healed of Legion that this guy was shunned by the cities, made to be. Everyone was afraid of him because he was unpredictable, he was wild, he was strong. Even though he went out to the tombs and kind of kept to himself, that's where the demons drove him, the people were still quite afraid of him and kind of stayed away from him. And he was a known quality in their life. When Jesus came and saw this man, he saw a man who needed help. When you look at a lot of the healings in the Gospels, and those who are in the immersion Bible studies will see a lot of this pattern happening again and again. The people who were healed by Jesus were people who were asked to be healed by Jesus. Very seldom, it happens on occasion, but very seldom did Jesus just come up and just heal without being asked to. But Jesus did in this case. He went up to this man, and the man came up to him, and Jesus asked the demons to leave him, not being prompted for anything except that he saw a man who was in need, a man that other people ignored, a man that everyone else was afraid of. And Jesus drove the demons out, and the demons, they didn't want to leave. This was their home. This was their place of living. They were afraid to go back to the abyss, it says, and that could be an entire sermon in itself. We're not going to get into that today, maybe another time. They were afraid to go back into the abyss. And the demons said, "Look, please, please, please send us into those pigs." Jesus granted that. For whatever reason, Jesus granted that. And the demons came out of the man, went into the pigs, and the pigs drowned themselves. Again, that portion could be a sermon all into itself. But I want to focus on the man. The man then, after having all these demons in his life, was finally in his right mind, was finally free of that. Have you ever had an affliction in your life? Could be physical, could be emotional, could be spiritual, that suddenly you were free of? And that feeling of peace, that feeling of freedom, it's such a wonderful feeling. So I could imagine this man who had several demons within him, a whole legion, finally being free of that. sitting with Jesus and his disciples. And the swineherds, those who took care of the pigs, went into the city and brought people out with the sharing of their story of what happened. And they were probably weren't happy. Another gospel tells us that this is the city's livelihood, these pigs. And so they're coming out to see Jesus. You notice, though, that if they were angry when they came out to see Jesus, that anger very quickly turned to fear. And the moment of fear, the moments that the fear took hold of them was when they saw the man in his right mind. I find this interesting. I've known people in my life who have been struggling with any number of things, whether it be physical ailments, addictions, spiritual ailments, emotional ailments, whatever it is, and have these things lifted from them. God doing a miracle, a healing in their life, the doctors getting rid of something bad that they've been struggling with for years, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy that finally they're free of whatever it is that they were going through. But the town, when they saw this man in his right mind, they were afraid. They were afraid because this was the norm in their life. This man, this weird, powerful man that was driven by demons, was finally normal. And instead of being happy, they were afraid. Because if Jesus was capable of this, what else could Jesus be capable of? Sometimes the healings that Jesus do in our lives or in the lives of others, sometimes the potential for what Jesus is capable of scares us. Because I know it has scared me in the past. How many of you know of people, or how many of you are the person who is afraid of failing? You know, it's a common thing. A lot of people at one point in their life are afraid of failing one thing or another. I'm afraid of raising my kids in a poor way. I'm afraid of letting you down as a church. I'm afraid of letting God down. I'm afraid of different things. Afraid of yelling at my wife. I'm afraid of strange dogs. Sometimes. Afraid of different things. How many of you, though, are afraid of succeeding? Because that's an actual fear, too. What if we get it right? What if we God actually uses us for something good in this world? Then can you remember the continued responsibility that's on our shoulders? Then all of our excuses are taken away. Then nothing's holding us back from doing what's right over and over and over again. Then nothing holds us back from succeeding again and again and again. Then we're just in a path to who knows where. Then our future is unknown, because if we can succeed in one thing, we can succeed in a lot of things. And success brings change, and change brings who knows what. I think when the people saw the man who was healed by the demon, they saw an unknown quality, something they couldn't control, something they couldn't predict. And they asked Jesus to leave because they couldn't handle that. I pray that God uses us for great success. Success not is defined by us, but success is defined by God. Whatever that might look like, it may look really huge, but it may also look really small. One person that we love in the right way and changes their lives, that's a success. One person who's going through a difficult time in their life and they know that they are loved, that's a success. Changing the town of Trafford for the better, that they know that they're blessed by God, that too is a success. Whatever that success looks like. I pray that we're able to embrace it, not to be afraid of it, but to be like the man who was healed by legion, or the man who was healed of legion, the man who swore his life to Christ and begged that he might follow him wherever Jesus might take him, because he knew that Jesus was going out of the country, and that's okay. That man knew what the healing of Jesus felt like and wanted to share that every day of his life. Jesus said, no, stay here and share that. I pray that we take that attitude, the man who was healed, to embrace that healing and share that. To not be afraid, but to do it with joy and passion. I look forward to how God continues to use us, because God has used us. There has been success through this church. People's lives have been touched. People have felt loved, felt supported, felt strengthened because of how God has used you. I look forward to God continuing to use us, wherever that might lead, however scary it might be, because God's in control. And I thank God for that.